1,000 years before the birth of Jesus, the prophet Isaiah said that the people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. We believe that those words were spoken about Jesus and fulfilled by his birth. We hear them proclaimed every year as the first reading at Mass on Christmas. We also believe that we too are the people who walk in darkness, and we believe that Jesus is our light. This Advent, as we prepare to hear these words of Isaiah proclaimed once again at Christmas, we are reflecting on what it means to have Jesus shining his light in our darkness. Last Sunday, we talked about how Jesus is our hope and the theological virtue of hope that is given to us at baptism. Hope is not well-wishing or positive thinking, but rather it is a gift from God that is implanted in our souls at our baptisms. Last Sunday, we had one lonely candle burning on this Advent wreath, and it reminded us that sometimes hope seems dim, but Jesus already shines as our hope. Sometimes we need to enkindle that hope that has been given to us, and we talked about how we do that through various ways, especially the reading of sacred scripture and adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. Today, the light on our Advent wreath grows a little bit brighter, and we reflect on the joy that comes from believing in Jesus. Isaiah, in his prophecy, goes on to say that these people who have seen a great light, on them it has brought abundant joy and great rejoicing. We have been brought this joy and rejoicing because of our faith in Jesus. So what does this joy look like as we live in this land of gloom? Perhaps when we think of joy and rejoicing, we automatically maybe think of a party with people who are very happy, or those very happy people we know in our lives that always seem to have a smile on our face, and we associate them with joy because they sort of exude happiness. But that joy is a feeling, and feelings come and go. They're subject to whatever circumstances we might find ourselves in at any given moment. But true joy is listed as one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And St. Paul tells us that joy comes from the Holy Spirit. So joy is a divine gift. And we know that God is not a stingy giver. So then we ask the question again, how do we hold on to joy in our everyday lives? The first thing I have to think we have to realize is that we will not always feel joyful. Joy is something that may come and go, that feeling of joy. But true joy is knowing that we are a child of God and that he loves us in a very personal way. True joy is knowing that Jesus lived and died and rose from the dead for me, that my life is important to God. True joy is knowing that if I had been the only person who ever lived, Jesus would have lived and died just for me. That is how important our lives are to God. So many things will try to smother our joy if we let them. When we feel like we are losing joy, we have to know what to do. And I would encourage you that when you feel that joy, true joy, is slipping away, to pray to the Holy Spirit, to pray to the Spirit of God to increase joy, because that is his gift to us. Henry Nouwen, the famous priest and spiritual author, once said that joy does not simply happen to us. We have to choose joy and keep choosing it every day. God wants us to be joyful. He wants us to have that true joy that comes from knowing that he loves us, and that joy shines despite our difficulties. How many people in our world need to hear that message? Perhaps you're sitting here today and you need to hear that message of the true joy that is already shining in your life, the gift of the Holy Spirit. Today's gospel introduces to us the great Advent figure of John the Baptist. John was living in the desert, and he was practicing a baptism of repentance. He's called the voice because he was crying out, announcing the impending arrival of the Messiah, of God's action and work in the world. And that preparation came about through this symbolic baptism for the repentance of sin, for people to begin to turn back to God. John the Baptist had what we would consider probably to be a stern message. But we're told in the other Gospels that scores of people came out to be baptized, to hear John preach, because they found in his words a joyful message. The message that God was going to come to his people in a much more intimate way. We hear today about the prophecies of Isaiah and Baruch in the first reading, that the mountains have to be made low and the valleys filled up and the crooked ways straight to prepare the way for God to come. And that's how radical this message is. And it's just as radical for us as it was for those people who came out to hear John preach. It's just as radical because Jesus became man for us because of God's love. This is true joy of knowing our value in God's eyes. So my friends, today in the season of Advent, I would encourage us to level the mountains, to raise the valleys of our lives, to straighten the road for God with the true joy that is the gift of his Holy Spirit.